Gerard, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for talking to me this evening.
Hi, Amber. Thanks for having us.
So to start off, tell us a little bit about the business, Oak Energy.
Yeah, so Oak Energy, we'd be one of the largest solar and renewable energy companies in the country. So we do everything from four panel solar PV systems on households all the way to large scale industrial solar PV systems. We're also a registered one-stop shop. So that means that we do full retrofits of houses to bring them up to A-rated homes. So we do everything from solar and to your home really that needs their energy efficiency upgraded. We look after
fantastic. How is business going at the moment? I can imagine it's probably a bit busier in recent months, given, you know, the energy prices and the rises, I suppose, that we've been experiencing.
Yeah, so I suppose with our industry, we've in the last 5 years, we've had two energy crises. And I suppose no different to the first, there's been a huge demand increase in the last few months. Obviously, again, we all see the price of electricity is rising, the price of oil is rising, price of gas is rising. So in turn, I suppose, moving away from the old fossil fuels and to generating your own electricity or moving to an air-to-water heat pump is becoming far more popular and, I suppose, becoming more energy independent. So you're able to, I suppose, generate your own electricity and consume your own energy has gone, I suppose, up further on people's agendas. And the industry is booming at the moment.
Yeah. And I suppose, what are some of the main factors that are driving Irish homeowners, I suppose, to make this change and to turn to solar in record numbers?
Yeah, well, I suppose here, the price of electricity has gone up dramatically in the last 2 to 3 years. I suppose also with that, the price of solar PV has come down. So if you look back to even, I suppose, 5-6 years ago, you were looking at a payback of 10 to 15 years on solar PV. Now with the VAT rate reduction, with SEI grants available, price of electricity going up, I suppose the price of solar PV systems coming down, now you're looking at paybacks of between 5 and 7 years. And I suppose a lot of people are looking at it. There isn't many investments you can do in your home where you can get a yield or a payback of between up to 20-25%, you know. Mm-hmm. So I suppose it's become a no-brainer. And then on top of that, like companies like ourselves, I suppose we have finance offerings and stuff like that for people too. So solar has never been more achievable for homeowners.
Okay.
So I think that's why most people are doing it. And I suppose Ireland being Ireland, the more people that do it, the more people they tell that they've done it. And the word of mouth piece has been massive as well. So people now know that it works. The return on investment is real and that here the savings are great, you know, especially in today's climate.
Absolutely. That's fantastic to hear. And I suppose you mentioned savings there, and I want to talk to you a little bit about that as well. We'll say, what would the typical savings be and maybe the payback period as well? Because I know people have kind of an idea in their head that the payback isn't for years down the road, but it seems to be that might be changing.
Yeah.
And it's sooner, I suppose, than people might actually think it is, from my knowledge of it anyway, Gerard.
Yeah, like realistically, it is the 5 to 7 years. And if anything, it's getting shorter. So like even obviously we've launched our own product now, the AO Connect, and we've battery storage included in that. But if you look at what's coming in the next 6 months to a year with dynamic charges, so there's going to be different rates of electricity depending on demand from the grid. When you have battery storage in your home, we can set up the systems to optimize that. So once that's in and up and running, your payback could be even less than 5 years. It's a 5-year payback, but if you're looking at the system, your inverter and batteries have a 10-year warranty and your panels have a 25 to 30-year warranty. So it's going to last a long time in your home for a relatively short payback. So it's become
great,
far more
hear.
Cost-effective.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, definitely sounds like it has. You mentioned there the launch of the AIO Connect. Can you tell us what that is, I suppose, and what makes it different from what else is on the market?
The AIO Connect is a product that we've designed ourselves. With it as well, we have all the warranties are held in Ireland. So if there's ever an issue or if there's ever a problem, we can service that warranty within Ireland. We can get a replacement within Ireland. So it's no longer going back to source to get a warranty issue. So for a customer, for an end user, it's extra peace of mind to know that their system is here. The warranties are held in Ireland and that if there ever was a problem, it can be dealt with locally. On top of that, we've designed the system for the Irish, I suppose, electricity network. So we've designed it with, I suppose, AI capabilities in the background. So basically, we'll say with these dynamic tariffs and stuff that are coming, so with the buying and selling from the grid and with battery storage, we can simply set up your system to suit the Irish climate. It also takes into account the weather forecast, the weather that's coming, all the rest. So there's smarts built in the background to help optimize your system. And the best thing, I suppose, for Irish homeowners is they don't have to do anything. We'll set it all up for them and keep it nice and simple so it'll work away in the background and maximise everybody's savings. So I suppose here it's built for the Irish climate, built for the Irish grid, and actually it's built for the Irish weather as well, because it's all IP rated too, so it can go indoors or outdoors. So okay, we put a bit of thought into it to make sure that it's suiting us here locally.
Absolutely. It sounds brilliant. Talk to me, I suppose, about that. You mentioned the Irish weather and the Irish grid conditions as well. Why is it so important to have a system like this, I suppose, Irish designed and suited to those aspects?
Yeah, well, I suppose with it, when you look at the way, as I said, with the grid and the changes that are coming with dynamic tariffs and all the rest of it, just that we have a system that's set up simply for that. Our aim is that it'll be plug and play, no matter who your provider is or whatever your provider is, that the system will work in the background to best optimize it. So when I mean best optimize it, in the time to come, we could be looking at times of the day, just say between 5 and 7 in the evening, where the price of electricity could rise to 50 cents a unit. What our system will do is it'll take into account that during this time is going to be peak electricity times, and it'll ensure that your battery is charged at a cheaper rate earlier in the day, or make sure that there's power kept in your battery for earlier in the day. And again, this is all done automatically in the background. That's, I suppose, probably the most important piece, that it is set up for the way the electricity will be used in Ireland for years to come. And that basically means that we're optimising the savings for all of our customers.
Okay, brilliant. It's a great idea. Are you delighted with how it's turned out, I suppose? And I know it's only launching, so it's probably early days to see how it's going, but it sounds like it's positive.
It's been massive, yeah. Like, I suppose people like the idea of the warranty being held in Ireland too, you know, like at least if there is an issue, we can turn it around. Here, we're installing over 100 residential systems per week, and it's in with technology. You can have issues, you know what I mean? And I suppose for ourselves, the fact that if something ever did go wrong, we can solve it ourselves. We can get the RMA, so the return process, fast-tracked, and get a replacement done fairly quickly. And having our tech support on the ground, I suppose it gives extra peace of mind for all of our customers too. So we only launched it there at the start of the month, and here early signs, people are loving it. We've started doing our first installations off it now as well, and it's going down very, very well. Everyone's very excited about the product, and everyone's very happy.
That's great to hear. Fantastic. Congratulations. You've spoken a little bit about battery storage. You've mentioned it a few times. Why is that becoming, I suppose, an essential part of Irish homes and the whole solar package that they're getting?
Yeah, a couple of reasons. I suppose energy independence is the first. Like, if you have battery storage, all your excess energy, you can store it to use it for later in the day or nighttime or whatever it might be. So with the ever-increasing price of electricity, if you're generating your own power and you're storing your own power and you're using your own power, as electricity prices go up, it won't affect you as much, which is always the first help. The second piece then as well is, with our system, we have rapid switching in it. No, it's an additional extra if someone wanted to do it, but in the event of a blackout, you can run priority loads in the house off battery storage. So basically what that would mean is there'd be a designated circuit, or there'd be a subboard running in the house, which would have, we'll say, a couple of priorities. So like, we'd say your lights and maybe a few sockets or something, maybe your oil boiler, which would be run as priority load. So in the event of a blackout, it would switch over automatically to the battery in order to keep the lights on and keep your essential loads on in the home. Having that as well, especially for people in Northern Ireland, it's a nice option to have here. Some people want it, some people don't. Some people get loads of blackouts, other people don't. But for people who want to be able to keep the lights on and a couple of, as I said, priority stuff on in the event of a blackout, it's a nice to have the option there as well.
It certainly is. It's fantastic. We've experienced it ourselves down here in Kerry, especially in terms of bad storms that we've had in some areas of the county have been without power for days. In terms of a battery like this, I know it probably depends on the weather conditions and stuff in advance of it as well, but how long typically would a battery possibly last?
Like, the reality of it is, if you're going to go days without power, you probably need another backup again. And there's no point saying any different. Like, for long-term outages, a generator is really what you'd need. But if you have a substantial amount of battery storage in your home, you should be able to, again, if you're just running priority loads, so your lights, your couple of small bits in your home, and again, it depends on the amount of batteries that you have, you should be able to run your house for quite a while. Again, it's how long is a piece of string, unfortunately. Yeah. If you have a large volume, like with our system, you can scale up to 80 kilowatts of battery storage plus. Like, if you had that, you'd last for a very long time. But is it worth having that amount of batteries? Probably not. Probably be cheaper to have a generator on top, you know, if it was really for blackouts. But again, this is where we at Oak Energy, we know that every house is different and we know that every client is different. So like what we do is anyone who inquires with ourselves, we go out, we listen to your situation. Like we're here, I'm from Galway myself, and we had, with Storm Owen last year, we had a lot of people who were out of power for weeks. Them kind of people, we have a Storm Connect option as well, where you can connect up. There's another option of a changeover on top with the generator so that you can have full site resilience, you know, and that will cover you for longer periods. So I suppose what we pride ourselves on is we go out, listen to your needs, and we can tailor a system to suit them. So that's, I suppose, something that Oak Energy does, and is something that we can do. And we treat every customer individually to make sure that we have what's right for you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And it's a great option for people as well, even just to tide them over for as long as possible. I suppose if there was a power outage, it's fantastic. Gerald, just before we finish up, in terms of the future maybe, and as we look at renewable energy in Ireland, what are you expecting to see?
Yeah, well, I suppose the full house solution is the way we're looking at it, and it's the way it's going, I suppose. And when I say a full house solution, it's solar PV and then it's going with air-to-water heat pumps. So moving away from fossil fuels fully, and that's the way it's all going. Like, I suppose, as I said earlier, we are a registered one-stop shop then as well. So like a lot of houses need upgrades done to their home in order to get heat pump ready, but we project manage them as well. So that is the longer term thing where you'd have your energy independence and you'd be doing a lot of your power from the solar for your home and then moving away from your oil boiler or back boiler and moving towards an air-to-water heat pump.
Yeah.
That way you only have one source of energy, which would be electricity. And by having the solar, you should be able to get the large majority of that generated off your own roof, you know. So you're creating your own little renewable ecosystem in the home. I suppose that's where we're all trying to get to, and where the longer term plan is to move away from fossil fuels and to air to water and solar PV. And I suppose generating as much of your own electricity as you possibly can.
Absolutely. And if anyone listening wants to find out more about the work that you're doing at Oak Energy, how can they reach you?
Yeah, so if you want to go onto our website, www.ohkenergy.com, and literally just you can fill in your details there. Let us know what you're interested in, and one of our designated team will give you a call and we'll tailor a system to suit your needs.
Fantastic. Well, Gerald, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show. It's been lovely to chat to you.
No bother, Amber. Thanks for having me.